He drew on the polished wood tray, a rude copy of the rune for treasure, and something Pox could not read at all. Is there anyone else who would know the sword, and could remember all the runes on it? Joriam thought.
I'm the oldest servant here. Now the elves have gone.
Elves gone? Why? How?
It was the regent at first. Later, I don't mean there are no elves in Leonia, of course, but few now come to Chea, to the king. They are quick to resent a cool welcome.
So would I be, were I an elf, murmured Pox. Then louder, but are there any others?
Yes, I think so. The sire Holveric is older than I, though he doesn't look it. He's part elvish, you see. He was much at court in those days. A few others, old Lord Hamaran, the master of horse, he's nearly 90 years. Sire Calvary. Tekko, he was master huntsman in those days, but he's been retired these 15 years. All these would know the sword, but Tekko doesn't know runes any better than I do.
Pox had finished her meal. She stretched, after pushing the tray farther away. Well, Joriam, it seems to me that we'd best speak to these others. If I am carrying a treasure of your realm, it must come back to you. Isn't that right? He stared at her.
But lady, you're carrying the sword.
It's not the first I've carried. I doubt it will be the last. If it belongs here, I will give it willingly.
But that's not the point, lady, please.
His face was troubled.
The sword alone will do us no good. It was her sword, the queen's, before our troubles began. What I meant was...
He shook his head.
I don't know. I'm old. I've never been anything but a servant here, but if we could find what happened to her. If her sword is still here, perhaps she was not killed. Maybe it wasn't her body they found. Maybe she is prisoned somewhere and could be freed to return and rule.
Pox, in turn, shook her head. Joriam, I cannot think what could imprison an elf, a queen, for 45 to 50 years, leaving no trace for searchers, and still leave her alive and fit to rule when found.
The Quaknum? They say they can take elves.
Pox felt her face harden, saw the shock on Joriam's at her expression. I have been among the Quaknum, Joriam. It is a quick return, or none, from their realms.
Lady, my pardon, I did not know.
I was captive with a Quaknum for only a few days, and got more scars than in years of fighting in Arrhenius, scars of mind and body both.
I am sorry, lady.
No matter. But I must talk to these others. I was called here for some reason. Your folk hoped it was to heal your king, but perhaps it was to return the sword instead. I ask your silence on this, Joriam, until those you mentioned are gathered together before witnesses. In such a matter, all must be done properly.
Yes, lady. Will you speak with the steward first, or Sire Holveric?
Pox thought. She did not know the ways of power at this court. The quarrel between Sire Holveric and Sire Belverin had not escaped her, nor the vigilant authority of the king's squires, and elves were involved as well. I will speak to the king, she said. It is his right to know first. After that, if he is able, he will call what witnesses are needed. But I insist that the elves also be here. Surely there is one, an ambassador, perhaps.